Welcome back to day 37 of our Lenten journey through the book of Exodus called 40 for 40. Our suggested reading today is Exodus chapter 37, and our key verses are 15 and 16. Almost 2 weeks ago, I warned you about a few days of reading that were going to be pretty dry compared to the other parts of the book. Well, we're back again, friends. But I bet God helped you find some meaning and value in those words, and I trust that God will do the same thing again. The construction of the tabernacle and all things that are necessary for its operation is underway. One of the most important phrases in this chapter is "He made." The construction of the tabernacle is the work of human hands. But if you pay attention in chapter 37, the phrase "He made" is repeated over and over. These seemingly insignificant two words carry a powerful meaning. The "He" is Bezalel. And through his actions, we see that the work of building the tabernacle is a work of long obedience, doing what God has asked over and over again. And isn't that a pretty good definition of what it means to be faithful? A lifelong quest to be obedient to God and live like Christ day in and day out? Faithfulness is more than just believing the right things or saying the right prayers. It's the daily grind of choosing to love God and love others. Imagine if instead of building the tabernacle, the "He made" was followed by something like this. He made a friend out of a former enemy. She made a new connection with a person in need. He made an effort to spend more time in prayer. She made time to lead her family in prayer. God can use our hands to do great things when we offer them as tools of His kingdom. Here's our questions for today. Do you ever get tired of the long work of obedience? How are you strengthened in moments when you are weary? What will you make today for God? Let us pray. Gracious God, we are deeply in love with the beauty of who you are. And we are thankful that you have called us to a great work, to be your people who use the skills and the gifts that you've given us to create spaces and opportunities for others to know you. God, help us to be people who live into the calling that you've placed on our lives, to know what it is and have the courage and strength to live it out. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.